You are listening to Development Dialogues, a podcast series from the Center for Strategic and International Studies, exploring new thinking on development through entrepreneurship, innovation, and market-driven economic growth. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes U.
I'm Joanna Nesseth. I'm Vice President for Strategic Planning at CSIS and co-director of our project on U.S. leadership and development. Today, we're really delighted to have with us an example of a partnership that really showcases the type of work and challenges that we are hoping to highlight in our series. We've got with us Nancy Roman from the World Food Program, and we have Tara Acharya with PepsiCo, and they have a really interesting, unique partnership just developed to really raise nutritional standards and transform agriculture in Ethiopia. So I'm going to ask a couple of questions about the partnership, and I want to ask if you first could each talk about the origin of the partnership and what you're actually doing together. Turn it over to you.
I have to say it was one of those great project that started off at a conversation. Derek Yack, the Senior Vice President of PepsiCo, and myself, I had private partnerships for the World Food Program, among other things. And we were at the World Economic Forum in Dubai, and I was explaining to Derek that we were producing in Pakistan this product made out of chickpeas and skim milk, lipid-based with fortification that was really quite effectual in the Pakistan floods, but we had run out of it. And he said, well, you know, that's an unbelievable coincidence because let me tell you, PepsiCo is deciding to move, you know, aggressively into the chickpea. And I really herald, you know, Indra Nooyi's leadership there, both in the company to move them toward more nutritious foods in general, but to use the chickpea as a base product. Of course, her coming from India. The chickpea is this incredible, you know, 22% protein, vitamin-packed, mineral-packed. You know, it's an ideal base food. So we were just there in the lobby, and we began talking about, wow, PepsiCo would be in a position to help accelerate demand. We're in a position both working with smallholder farmers but also working with the hungriest of the hungry. So we knew right away that we had the basis for a partnership, and we really just started very quickly in conversation. Tara was part of it from the earliest days, and it came together very quickly.
And that was a great introduction, and really Nancy has so much of the insights into the early origins of the partnership. And I just wanted to add from PepsiCo's perspective, you know, PepsiCo is really, surprisingly for many, at its heart an agricultural company. We source many agricultural raw materials. And one of the motivations for us beyond our business interests in chickpeas was also in the diversification of the source of many of our raw materials. And together with that was combined this, this push within the company to really expand our business interests and the availability of food products and beverages in sub-Saharan Africa. This is a region that's of great interest to us from a business perspective. So really it was a coming together of many motivations, both from the business side as well as from the perspective of social impact, positive social impact, that we could obtain both through the nutritional benefits of chickpea, but also through agricultural production and the opportunity to boost yields for farmers in sub-Saharan Africa. So it was a really, it was a really nice way of us to tackle that nexus between water and food, environmental issues, and energy and economic development, if you like. So it was, we've taken, I would say, relatively cautious preliminary steps towards really laying down the foundation of the partnership, but we've set it up, I think, for tremendous success for the long term, and that's where we find ourselves today.
Well, can you just tell me a little bit about how you're working with farmers and how you are designing the program so that it is carried out on the ground?
I'll take the lead here. PepsiCo began with two very small pilots in Ethiopia, in two areas of Ethiopia which are already chickpea growing regions. So we took the opportunity there to really test out some of our best practices in agronomy and demonstrate them to smallholder farmers as well as potentially to commercial farmers who might be interested in taking this opportunity forward. Some of the most it might make very common sense to most, but it wasn't very obvious until we actually went there and worked with farmers on the ground. But it was simple things like planting in rows as opposed to broad scattering the seeds so that you could better manage your crop. Identifying early on what are the particular inputs that are required and when, and how can you manage the crop in such a way that you maximize yield, minimize loss. And just through those very simple and yet disciplinary approaches, we've been able to demonstrate possibly a 1.5, perhaps a 2 times yield that farmers would conventionally get in Africa and in Ethiopia. So this in itself has been a tremendous boost for the project. And I think as a result of those early results, there's been interest from the government, the Ministry of Agriculture, the Agricultural Transformation Agency within Ethiopia, as well as USAID, and many other partners that have now started to come together and really started to explore how can we take this to the next level.
Well, of course, that's exactly what happened with the smallholder farmer. And I just want to then carry it forward to, you know, what then should happen next, because part of what's quite exciting is not just getting yields up and the agricultural side, which is fundamental, but then also developing the manufacturing capacity. So the next step will be that these chickpeas will go for many, many causes. Ethiopia is the sixth or seventh largest producer of chickpeas and exports only 40%. There's enormous potential. So PepsiCo as a business has demand for chickpea across the income pyramid. But at the very bottom, the poorest of the poor, you know, I like to say I'm a capitalist, but capitalism breaks down, you know, when you're dealing with the poorest of the poor, because you have demand and need for nutritious foods, but you don't have the market kicking in because they lack the means to buy it. That's really what's exciting, you know, about this partnership, because and so for NGOs and humanitarian organizations in the United Nations, you often can't test supply and demand because you don't have the supply in the first place. This partnership will create the local manufacturer of this chickpea-based product, which is super nutritious and really aimed to prevent malnutrition among those children between, you know, birth and age 2, when the brain is really developing and when the body's immune system is developing. So that's a lifelong game changer. And, you know, what will happen after that is the World Food Program will then pilot the use of this product, you know, in children in Ethiopia.
Well, this is just a fantastic partnership. It's a fantastic approach. But I know that even though it sounds fantastic when you talk about it, it is not easy to create and sustain these partnerships. And I wanted to ask if you can just talk a little bit about some of the challenges and some of the ways you found to make sure that you have good communication, well-developed goals, and so that you can move in lockstep to make sure that it's sustainable and enduring.
Well, I have to say, you know, I oversee all our public-private partnerships, and they are all harder than you expect them to be. The initial idea is quite exciting and electric, but they are always difficult in the implementation. This one has gone particularly well, and you know, from that conversation that Derek and I had in the lobby in November, we had an MOU signed at the World Economic Forum in Davos in January, just a couple months later, with the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, with the Executive Director of the World Food Program, with Raj Shah, the head of USAID, with Indra Nooyi. So there was commitment from the tip top. That's fundamental. But then, you know, even with that incredible beginning, it's always then it takes longer than you think to actually start moving things on the ground, partly because you have culture differences between the company and the organization and then, of course, even the government. People approach things differently, and so you don't always align, you know, on finance or a whole host of things. We worked through those things. It takes more time than you think. And what I've found in this partnership, you know, there's a demand to have a coordinating role and sorting out, you know, coordinating among whom. Everyone has their day job. And the PepsiCo has been generous. Their grant has funded 3 critical positions, 2 of whom have been hired and are underway, the nutritionists we're still recruiting for. But even with that, you find the demand to staff the partnership to really do it well. Sometimes your demand for personnel and bodies to implement exceeds, you know, what, you know, both sides being generous really have. That's one challenge. Two, I sometimes find that if you're in at the senior most levels of government, sometimes one of the challenges then is understanding the complicated government on the ground. All governments are complicated. So, for example, in food security, an outsider coming to the United States might be surprised to find that they have to engage the State Department, you know, and USDA and the Treasury Department. But, in fact, that's the case. Well, it's like that in Ethiopia as well. You know, there's nutrition, there's agriculture, you know, and really building the relationships and developing a deep enough appreciation for the partnership throughout the government to be able to move it in a way that actually will allow it to be transformational. You know, that's a never-ending demand on time and resources.
Well, that is a very good description, especially from one perspective. And I wonder, Tara, if you could share from PepsiCo's perspective what some of the challenges are.
I would absolutely agree with everything that Nancy has just mentioned and just emphasize that there was a real cultural difference between many of our organizations. But also, you know, there was this tremendous commitment that I would say was from the very top, but also all the way through the ranks. So even though we didn't quite speak the same language, we all understood from the get-go what the goals and objectives of the partnership were. And so it was, you know, through our different ways of working, I think it has been a challenge, and it has definitely taken longer than any of us would have wanted it to take. However, despite that, I think taking just 2 months in order to sign the MOU and then within that year being able to actually launch the partnership at the CGI in September, as well as really get the agricultural work underway and then really gear up for next year's launch of the product, I think it has been a tremendous success already. So I think while we continue to face those communication challenges, increasingly it's becoming, through the dedication of all the people involved in these in the project, I think it's becoming evident that we are going to achieve our objectives on time.
So I agree with everything, but that illustrates the cultural difference. So I smile when Tara says this has taken longer than anyone would think. That's the beauty of these public-private. The companies always expect it to move as fast as it does in the business world. And when you're engaged with government and NGOs and humanitarian agencies, the pace is different because, you know, there are bureaucracies and constituencies that have to be brought along. I would say we are on track. You know, I going over this yesterday with my staff, we will roll off with the first product line, summer 2012, which was the original timeline all along. So, you know, that's just an illustration, you know, of the cultural difference, which I think is an asset as well as a challenge. You know, you're pushed, you know, we are pushed, you know, by the companies and by PepsiCo, and that's a good thing. But it does put capacity, there are capacity limitations.
Well, thank you both so much for sharing your perspectives and your story. This is a fascinating, really hopeful partnership, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Development Dialogues, brought to you by the Center for Strategic and International Studies. For more on economic development from CSIS, including our latest audio, video, and publications, subscribe on iTunes U, visit uslid.csis.org, or download the CSIS iPhone app.